stand up with us and worship this morning, please?
Y'all sing along.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty,
let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice.
He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide.
It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. And age to age he stands, and time is in his hand.
Beginning and the end, beginning and the end.
The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son.
The Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb.
Great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
Y'all know this old song. When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So Father, Father, stand by me.
Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
Stand by me. If the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. Yes, Father, Father, stand by me. Whoa, whoa,
stand by me.
Whoa,
stand
by me.
Stand by me. Great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. How great is our God, sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great.
So as we come back together to recenter for worship, let's take a moment. Let's go to God in prayer. Almighty God, creator of all, we give thanks to you for this moment in this day that we can come together and to worship you as a loving and full congregation. Now, we all come here this morning with our own wounds from the world, and we seek to be made whole. And we know that through you and through worship of you, that can happen. So this morning, we ask that you join us through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit as we come together, break bread together, and be in fellowship together. We ask all this in the name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Now, we're a combination of the prison band and the launch band, and we're going to throw some stuff at you, but it's stuff that you all know, so we do expect you to sing. You're not getting out today. You're singing, all right? One, two, three.
Please join us and stand as we celebrate and praise this morning.
Glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. From these prison walls I've flown, I'll fly away. Yes, I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. Fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die, hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. Do Lord now. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue, I've got home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got home in glory land that outshines the sun. Way beyond the blue. All right, do Lord now. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Amen. Have a seat. As we prepare to receive and give our tithes and offerings, let's go to God in prayer. Almighty God, we know that we are but stewards of your kingdom. And we ask that through our faithfulness and through our hearts and through glorifying you, that we show giving, not just of our time, not just of our resources, but of our hearts, God, that we give them to you and we give them to each other in fellowship. As we take up these offerings to you, God, let us keep that community and unity in mind as a church and body of believers as we go forward in discipleship in your world. We ask this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
When I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder throughout the universe display.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great.
To take me home, what joy shall fill my heart, and I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim.
Good morning again. Our scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 20. You can follow along on the screen as I read it. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks today that we have joined together as a community of faith and that you are indeed among us, moving in our hearts and in our minds, opening us up to the power of your word made flesh and to the presence of your love in each other. And Lord, as we gather, we also acknowledge that we come with some pain and some fear. It seems that every day things in the world get a little darker. And even yesterday, five more people lost their lives, and many others were injured as yet another shooting took place. Lord, we wonder about that reconciliation that you have indeed made among us, but even more importantly, made between us and yourself. Help us, O God, to be the kind of ambassadors that there indeed is no one who has not heard the good news of your forgiveness, who cannot count on the grace and the joy of being a new creation, and who is lonely because they don't know the power of Christian community. Help us to be the kind of ambassadors that boldly share our faith, that love without reservation, and who people can count on to hear a word of hope. Thank you for Asbury United Methodist Church. Thank you for those who are guests among us this morning. And we do indeed pray that today might be the day when we hear your word afresh, are convicted one more time, and are made new and moved along that glorious road of being perfected in love. All of this we pray in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning
to all of you. I'm looking out and realizing that some of you didn't get the memo about casual dress, and I apologize if you're in a suit and tie. We still love you. As long as you'll allow Nick and me our jeans and our more comfortable clothes this morning. Today, we're trying something a little different. We're going to do a dialogue sermon. And no, it won't be in any way contrived. Not at all. So just lean back and relax. But what we wanted to do, we wanted an opportunity to tell you about what we're learning about Asbury so far. And for those of you who are guests among us, listen up, because this is the truth about this community of faith, insofar as we know it after 6-7 weeks. Mm-hmm. But it's a good place. Most of what we're going to say came from the cottage meetings, and the little, right close to 200 of you that met with us in members' homes or here at the church. And what we did in those cottage meetings, for those of you who were not able to come to one, we asked three questions at everyone. One of the questions was, when has Asbury been at its best? When has Asbury been at its best? What do you value at Asbury? And finally, what are three wishes you have for Asbury and for its ministry? One thing we discovered immediately is that you are honest and willing to be vulnerable. And listen, if you hadn't been like that, this would have been an exercise in futility. So we're appreciative of that. And as we discussed what we heard, what you said, some major themes emerged that we wanted to talk about today. Those themes seem to fit into a pattern called PIN, P-I-N, which stands for Purpose, Identity, and Narrative. And experts, you know, the experts, say that without a clear purpose, identity, and narrative, or a clear PIN, it's hard for a church or any organization, any community, to be effective. And so we found out that as we listen to you, Asbury has a very strong sense of purpose. And there's a lot of agreement about that. There's not much wrangling here about what the church ought to do or be. You're pretty clear about that. You also have a very strong identity. Asbury, we know who we are. And you are helping to shape and mold Nick and I to become who you are, and we're grateful for it. And finally, we have a compelling story, of mission and ministry. And woven through it all, as we talked about this, is that idea that we are God's ambassadors through Jesus Christ. Paul summarized that in the verses we read this morning in his letter to the Corinthians. So let's begin by talking about our purpose. After all, again, without purpose, identity and narrative can become just this self-indulgent loop. If we know who we are and we know what our story is, but we don't have purpose for that, we just keep going around and around. So the Apostle Paul says, and I'm going to be reading it out of the New Living Testament, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and God gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we say, come back to God. When you hear that, Nick, doesn't it remind you of the United Methodist's mission statement of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world?
Yeah, it does. And you know, inviting people into relationship with Jesus is that first step in transformation and making disciples. We are equipped to share that good news with the world, to bring people to that moment of reconciliation where they come through our doors here at Asbury and they're lost and they're confused and they see a world that just doesn't make sense. There's got to be more. And when they come through our doors, we hope that they find a group of people that have been transformed and that they see a community that they want to be part of. And that all happens right here in our ministry at Asbury.
I agree. In fact, as we heard from you at cottage meetings, we heard again and again that you believe that the purpose of Asbury is to grow the church by growing deeply committed Christians. It's not enough just to have people in the pews, but we've got to be growing and moving people along that pathway of discipleship. And I appreciate the fact that since I've been here every week, someone introduces me to a friend or a co-worker that they've invited to Asbury. You know, that's unusual in United Methodist churches, where the average is once every 30 years a United Methodist Christian invites somebody to church. So, I mean, you are way above average. And that, I think, is because Asbury members are committed to being Christ's ambassadors and want to know more about how to do that. And so we're going to be talking about how to share our faith.
Absolutely. And one other thing I think that was really stood out to us at the cottage meetings was just how much there's a desire here at Asbury to have a diverse and vibrant congregation. And when I say diversity, that means a lot of different things. But it could be diversity in thought and opinion, diversity in background, where we all come from, diversity in your favorite football team. I was trying to get into the Razorback conversation this morning, and it didn't work out. But congratulations. Congratulations on the win. It's a diverse group that really wants to come together and serve together and be in worship together, in Sunday school together, and be in outreach to all of West Little Rock and all of Little Rock and Arkansas. And we are equipped to reach anybody, and that is powerful.
That is powerful, and it's inspiring too. So I started thinking about how we might put what we have kind of discerned the purpose of the church to be. And it might be something like this: to grow as a community of deeply committed Christians who reach out and welcome our neighbors into a life-giving relationship with Christ and this fellowship of believers. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's good. I think it needs to be about half that length.
Well,
it's got to be something we can remember.
Yeah. Okay. We'll work on it some more. And you all will be part of that conversation as we try to narrow that down into something that all of us know and can say and keep in our minds to shape us in our ministry.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good breakdown of our why we're here. But I think we also need to recognize and talk about who we are as a church at Asbury, because that was a big thing that stood out for me, was it seems like at Asbury, we are really just all about relationships. We're about seeking others, not just relationships with each other in the church, but folks beyond our church. I was so moved being at Stone Soup last Sunday for the first time, and just watching the willingness of our folks to be there on a Sunday afternoon and watching our kids, our young Christians, sitting in the hallway, discipling to folks that are coming in for a free meal. And they did it with a lot of love. So it just tells me that our identity is about relationships. It's about connecting with people, which is really part of our... Oops, I flipped a page. It's not contrived, right?
It's right, no. This is off the cuff.
My biggest fear when I bring a sermon on paper is that somebody's going to sneak up and pull one of the pages out, or they'll just stick together. So what we aim to be really is just a large support group, and we really are that, and a place where individuals can come and they can flourish and thrive and truly feel loved.
Yeah, a community that's shaped around, that's built around love and grace and devotion to Christ. So I think that is who we are at Asbury. As we come to know the congregation, we realize how deeply you all love each other. And it's for real. And support one another. A lot of that happens through Sunday school, which is probably the backbone of our fellowship here. Every class has its own identity, and every class has its own mission. All our classes serve to bind this community together so we can grow and thrive. Now, one word of caution that we noted was that for newer members coming into the church, say in the last 3 to 5 years, they haven't always found a Sunday school class. Sunday school classes, without really meaning to, maybe have become just real happy and not so hungry. But there are some folks in our fellowship that haven't found a place to belong and haven't been invited to that intimacy where they can truly grow and have fellowship. So that's something that we might need to do a little work on in the future, is as we make our way forward.
Yeah, I agree. And I had the honor so far of one time meeting with all the Sunday school presidents. And one of the comments that somebody made was, it's so cool, I didn't even know who all the presidents were. And so they had a chance to come together as leaders, and we'll continue to meet as often as we can to talk about our Sunday school groups, because that is something that this church is really proud of and does really, really well. And it seems like we get stronger as we get smaller. When we get into our Sunday school groups, we just get stronger and stronger. So we should want to make sure that every person in our congregation that is willing and wants to can be plugged in that way, because it really is life-changing as far as our relationships. So that brings us to the end of our pen, which is our narrative, and it's our unique story of how God brought this community together and blessed us and gifted us and has prepared and has continued to prepare to send us out as disciples into the world. See, one of the things I noticed when I was putting together a starting point class is that Asbury started as a mission outpost way back in 1888 here in West Little Rock. And 100 years later, you all took a brave and bold step and moved out here to this beautiful facility that we have today.
Yeah, I think that took a lot of courage and a lot of faith and a lot of vision to leave home and go west. That's a pioneering idea, and I don't know that we would want to move west again physically, but what we do want to do is have that pioneering spirit among us to look out and say, where are the people that need to know Jesus Christ, and how can we reach them? It proved to be a great decision to move out here on Napa Valley Road a little over 30 years ago. Pews filled up again, potlucks were plentiful, youth and children ran the halls, you loved and enjoyed putting together garage sales every year, and the chaos of all of that activity was what Asbury thrived on. Many of our current leaders joined the church during that time, and many of our younger families are second or third generation to Asbury. That is, they literally grew up in this church running these halls and putting prices on those garage sale items. It was during those days that Asbury got a reputation in Little Rock for being one of the friendliest churches in Little Rock. And many of you can still name the people who made that happen. People who took it as their personal mission to stand at the doors on Sunday morning or during any activity and make sure that everyone was greeted, that no one left this building feeling like a stranger.
The garage sales came up a lot during the cottage meetings. And it was funny because for the older generation, they remember how great it was, but they remember all the hard work. And the younger generation just remembered how much fun it was to run around the halls. I think that was something Brian Hall said. I just ran around the halls. I was a kid. And so we all have fond memories of garage sales and of family life dinners and all those things that were happening that made it such a vibrant and friendly place. And so I think our next challenge is, what is our next garage sale? What is our next family life dinner? Instead of going, when can we bring back such and such, going, you know, what is the next season of our lives, of relationship and discipleship as Asbury? Let's look forward. Because those relationships, that welcoming is still here. Jennifer and I felt incredibly welcome when we came to this church, and we are so appreciative of that. We left a church we've been at for 11 years, and that's a big change. So to come here and to make new friends and feel welcomed. Dee Dee's granddaughter, Emma, who's gotten very comfortable with me. I think she's over there. Amy Livers got those girls under control. She talks about how she has two churches. because she feels so welcome here. She'll be able to run around and be a child. So all of those relationships still exist. They're still here. But here's our great challenge. People aren't just walking through the door anymore just to show up and try out church. We have to go to them. And so in West Little Rock, we have to be willing to go out into the community and spread that word of Jesus Christ.
You know, I wonder what it would look like for us to go out into the community with that spirit of hospitality. There are movements called new Fresh Expressions that offer us all kinds of ideas and models for that. Things like dinner church that can take place in people's homes where, you know, half the people at the table are members of a church community, neighbors, but then many others are people that are exploring or seeking or maybe even don't know anything about Christ, but we're inviting them into our homes for hospitality and a meal. Other ideas might be a Bible study in a restaurant. So there's Bible study and burritos, dare I say, beer and hymns. But there are ways to get out into the community with our message, and you know, some of them are better alliterations than others, but ways to get out and take the church to people who might not be willing to step into the church, but would be willing to form a relationship that eventually would lead them here.
Absolutely. So beer and hymns and dinner church, and we've got a whole lot to think about over the next few years. But let's stay focused today on really what our pin is. So just to recap, our purpose is to make disciples for Jesus Christ.
And our identity is to be a welcoming, hospitable family of faith.
And our narrative is one of courage, to move and do whatever it takes to grow a community of faithful Christians.
I think we can do something with that pin. I think we ought to put, so to speak, a pin in this spot and remember who we are, why we're here, who we are, how we got here, and that can inform what we're going to be doing as we make disciples, as we seek to welcome new people into this family of faith, and as we seek to grow into the community. Friends, it is a joy. It is a joy to be here. And it's a joy to make our labor with you because we know that it has eternal consequences. So let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for Asbury, for all that you are doing in and through this community of faith for the sake of your kingdom. So fill us with enthusiasm, that is, breathe into us the power of the Holy Spirit, that we will be bold, that we will be innovative, that we will be creative, that we will take the kind of risks our forebears took for the sake of the kingdom, so that the church can grow and disciples can be made, and above all else, so that lives can be transformed. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you. Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, you formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. And by the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always through the power of your word and Holy Spirit. So on the night in which he gave himself up for us, our Lord took bread. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, and again he gave thanks to you and gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. For this is the cup of the new covenant poured out in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink from it, do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Christ Jesus, we offer ourselves as in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. By your Spirit, we pray that you would pour yourself out on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes again in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray as Jesus taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All are welcome to the Lord's table. We simply act as hosts here this morning. And so we invite you to come and receive the gifts of bread and wine, and receive into your heart and lives the power of the reconciling God who can make you new, who will make you new, and send you out as an ambassador with the good news on your lips, in your heart, carried by your feet, and to share with others. We'd invite those right now who are assisting with communion and the band to come forward. And we will serve them first simply because they have work to do, friends at the table serving, and then you'll all be instructed when to come. Thank you.
wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world. Yet there's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father.
No dark cloud will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep, yet beauteous fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed vigils keep. I'm going there to meet my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more roam.
I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only
but this don't feel good right now. And I know you think of things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I've got to stop, remember that you're God, and I am not. So thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. Like a child on my knees, all that comes to me is thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will. I know you see me, I know you hear me, Lord, your plans are full. I know you see me, I know you hear me, Lord.
Amen. Amen. It's been wonderful being with you this morning. A couple of quick things. All of our youth and children activities will kick off this coming Wednesday, so look for that in the email that went out on Friday, the five things you need to know about Asbury. We're back together next week, all three services. We'll begin our new sermon series, 4 weeks, called All In, and we are going to take a good long look at what God is doing through Esther. We're going to go through the book of Esther, so it's going to be wonderful, and we hope you join us. Please stand for this benediction. As you leave this place, serve your God with patience and passion. Be deliberate in living out your faith. Be steadfast in celebrating the Spirit that works within you. And may peace be your way in the world. Go in peace. Enjoy the long weekend. Amen. Mm-hmm.